on today's Tech Help for Churches, the bare minimum podcast rig. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where I teach you all about podcasting, new media, social media, all in the hopes that you'll use these tools in your church to go out and change eternity. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can leave your questions, comments, what have you, and I'll be happy to interact with you there as well. So before we get started, I did want to say that this and a lot of the other churchtechcast.com screencasts and other shows are all provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to patreon.com/paulallencliff. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. .com/PaulAllenCliff, PaulAllenCliff, and you can support the show for as little as a dollar a month. Every little bit helps, so head over and help out today. Also, don't forget that my new book, Church Video School, is available right now. I've just heard a firm answer from the publisher that it is available until September 1st at the discounted price of $14.97. Starting September 1st, it will be $19.97. So if your church is interested in doing video whatsoever, I'd really advise you to pick it up because it's chock full of different nuggets on different things. Like, for example, did you know that there's a proper wardrobe for being on a camera? Did you know that there's a good time to shoot outside during the day and a bad time to shoot outside during the day? And the bad time is a much longer amount of time than the good time. Well, those are all things that I touch on in Church Video School, along with about 88 other lessons. So if you're interested in that, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CVS and you can go ahead and pick up your copy today. So if you're just joining us, you may want to go back in time and take a look at the previous episodes because I recorded commentary basically on my first book, Podcasting Church, and we're done with that, so I'm not going to bring that up again. If you're interested in reading along with me on the book, just head on over to amzn.to/podcastchurch, and there you can go ahead and order the Kindle version or get the paperback. It's really up to you. So I went through all those chapters, gave you basically some commentary, summary, that sort of thing, brief synopsis, if you will. And so today I thought that I'd just help tie this up just a little bit by talking about an inexpensive podcast rig. So first off, what you need is you need a microphone, something to hear the sound. So this is the microphone that I use for years in my podcasting. This is a Behringer Ultra Voice XM8500. And I think when I bought this, it was about $30. I think right now you can pick them up for like $15. I mean, they're very inexpensive, so you could pick one up. It's built a lot long like the Shure SM58, which is about $100. And chances are you might actually have one at your church if you do any sort of music or talking, because it looks just like this, has the head on top of it, and they're basically indestructible. But this is a cheapo version that seems to work fine for me. It's a dynamic mic, so it doesn't pick up all the ambient noise that a condenser mic would. So that's the first thing. Next thing, you need a cable to connect to it. And I have a very short microphone cable. It's about 18 inches long, something like that. And so I've got that hooked up. And then the next thing that I would hook up to is my recorder, which I have a Zoom H4. And I'll include links to all these in the show notes. But I have a Zoom H4. They don't make this anymore, but they do make the H4N. Now, total, we're talking about $300 for this. But you can get cheaper. So first off, let's remove the recorder, shall we? So we remove the recorder from it. That's most of the money. So now I've got this short XLR cable, and I've got this inexpensive but professional microphone. Don't get one from Radio Shack. You want one that takes an XLR cable, a standard microphone cable with the three pins in one end and the three holes in the other. So that's what you want. That's the kind of microphone that you want. Now, you might be thinking, well, what can I plug that into? I bet you already have something that you can plug it into. This, for example, is my iPhone. If you have an Android phone, it should work just as well. I assume Windows Phone does, but they're such a small portion of the market that I really don't know. But so that would allow you to record, but you might notice that there's no way to get in at all. How do we get past that? Well, there's two ways, actually. One I'm using right now, and that I'll have a link to that in the show notes. It's a it's got this end here, this tip ring sleeve. It looks kind of like a stereo headphone cable, but it's got an additional black ring on it, and that enables it to also have the microphone signal. So there's that. If you have an iPhone or the earbuds that came with your Android phone, probably have this connection as well. So that's what you need on the connection that goes into the phone. On the other end, you need an XLR jack. Now, I'm going to include links to one that's just a cable, and that would work fine for this type of mic, a dynamic microphone. But if you want to take it up a notch, I also recommend this. This is the iRig Pre, I-R-I-G space P-R-E. And the iRig Pre also provides phantom power. Now, you don't need phantom power for this particular microphone, but if you had a condenser microphone, like a lavalier like I'm wearing right now, or if you were using a, here, I've got my shotgun microphone over here. If you're using a shotgun microphone like I have here, you could plug that in and then get power with the iRig Pre. So that's actually a little more flexible. It's about $30. So assuming you have a smartphone and assuming that you don't have anything else, you can probably get into this for about $50. So audio podcasting is not that expensive. But let's say you want to go video. How can we cheaply go video? Well, I have a couple of ideas as well. When it comes to video, you could, again, use your smartphone and plug in an external microphone into it so that you get good sound. That's going to be the key. Good sound alleviates a lot of the problems that we see with people doing videos less expensively. Really good sound will help, and really good lighting will work as well. So for lighting, look up tutorials on three-point lighting and set up lights in your house. Just find three lamps. Brighter is better than dimmer, but three lamps, and if you imagine that you're seated right in the middle of a clock face, you would put your brightest lamp at about 2 o'clock, your second brightest at about 11 o'clock, and then behind you at 6 o'clock, you would put another lamp. So the brightest lamp is your key lamp that kind of lights up half of your face. Your fill light, the second brightest, lights up the other half of your face, and the light behind you called the kicker, the hair light, or the back light lights up your hair, separating you from the background. So it spills onto your shoulders a little bit. Now, you don't want it to be where you can see the source of the light. You might have to lower that or get creative with it. But the idea is that we're simulating what the sun as one large light does to our faces outdoors. So that's how you can get good lighting. For a camera, you can use your smartphone camera. You can also use a webcam, which is what I'm talking into right now. I don't know why, but I think I've got too much running or something going on in the background. So my video isn't as smooth as it normally is, but I'm using a Logitech webcam. A C615, I believe, is the model I'm using. And I've got that on a little tripod. I'd show you one, but I don't have one within reach other than the one that's holding up the webcam. So use that, set that up to where it's level with your eyes, or you can get something like this. This is a clip that clips onto your smartphone and gives you a little screw hole. That's actually a very specific size. It's a 1/4 inch, 20 thread count, or 1/4 20 screw hole, and that's a standard tripod bolt size. So you can attach this to your smartphone, attach that to a mini tripod, or get a lot of the Logitech webcams, for example, have that threading in the bottom as well, and you can put in a mini tripod, set it up at about eye level, and you can get a really good shot. Now, people will forgive a lot given if you have good sound. So, good sound, good lighting, so-so camera. You can really accomplish a lot. So, that's what I would recommend just as a bare minimum for things like, hey, let's record the pastor's thoughts after the sermon, or let's have the pastor give a play-by-play of what was missed from the sermon. Let's set up for the children's minister to talk about fun activities for children, etc. Whatever type of podcast that you're setting up, these are kind of the minimums of what you can create really good content with. So I hope that that helps you, and I hope that it helps you and your church go out and change eternity. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to subscribe. In fact, I don't know why you haven't, if you haven't, because it's free. And I don't even require an email address or anything. Just click the subscribe button, either below the show notes or over on YouTube, wherever you're watching it. And then you can automatically get this delivered to your device or your computer. Also, if you like the show, pass it on to a friend. No harm, no foul. I want you to share. That's just the kind of person I am. Just joking. No, seriously though, if you could share the show, that's great. If you want to help out, obviously you can go to the Patreon link and help out, or just giving us a review in iTunes helps. So trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews. Call to the show, 1-877-POD-ECHO, 1-877-763-3246 is the phone number, or you can drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, etc., just put them down here in the show notes and I will get those. So until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.